A series of Indigenous perspective workshops will be held at the Fort Edmonton Park this fall, September 8th to October 4th. The workshops aim to connect people to Edmonton's Indigenous history, culture, narratives, and traditions. Darren Delglige is the president and CEO of Fort Edmonton Management Company. In a news release, he says, quote, "We are excited to launch our Indigenous Perspective Workshops. Partnering with Indigenous businesses is an extension of our existing relations with Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations and the Métis Nation of Alberta. We want to bring fun, engaging, immersive, and totally authentic experiences to our guests, and we want to continue to bring light to Indigenous narratives, customs, and traditions. EPCOR support through the Heart Plus Soul Fund will help us and the Indigenous businesses we partner with bring this program to life," unquote. Renee Williams is the spokesperson for the Fort Edmonton Management Company. She tells us what the workshops will bring for the community.
Really start to lend itself to further the conversations as it relates to reconciliation. I think something else that it does too is it helps people have that open conversation. It brings different heritages, different backgrounds, different understandings together under one roof to just really understand and learn from one another. And so we're really excited about these workshops, and we know that this is just the beginning of those conversations continuing to expand, and this is just the beginning for us in terms of bringing unique products like this to the Edmonton market.
Natalie Pepin is a Métis woman and Harvard graduate who seeks to bring stories, culture, and traditions to life. Pepin explains what to expect in the workshops.
The first one, which is what we're offering right now, so we're doing that tonight and then again next week, is birch bark basket making and harvesting rose hips. And then the second, we will be working with wolf willow seed beads and quills, where we will dye those and then make jewelry with them.
Pepin says the workshops are sold out now, but explains to us why these workshops are important.
Our arts are one glimpse of how we are connected to the land around us. So when we're making birch bark baskets, it's not just the basket that's important. It's the connection to the place where the birch was harvested, to the ways that the birch was harvested, and to our understanding of our place in creation and alongside nature. So our arts are an opportunity to glimpse much deeper teachings. And I think that those are something that people are not only hungering for. Our modern lives don't really have that type of connection. And I know a lot of people are looking for that connection and a sense of meaning. So this offers a very, very preliminary step or glimpse into that.
This endeavor is part of the $25,000 EPCOR Heart Plus Soul Fund that helps to support the Indigenous-focused workshops and education programs. The first series of workshops will be held on September 8th, 13th, and 15th. The second workshop series will be on September 20th, 22nd, 27th, 29th, and October 4th. For more information on the workshops, check out the Fort Edmonton website, www.fortedmontonpark.ca, or their Facebook page. For CFWE Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.